A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds through all the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the past 11 years, I have lived in Chicago. Chicago is a great and wonderful city. The world resides in Chicago. Take one walk on Devon Avenue, and you will hear and see people whose heritage are from Korea, India, Poland, Mexico, Guatemala, Hungary, China, Vietnam, Palestine, Iraq, Venezuela, Russia, and many more. Along Lake Michigan, one of the most remarkable skyline delights the tourists. The Magnificent Mile is known around the world. The arts flourish in theaters, museums, children's programs, art schools, exhibits. I could go on and on. But there is another side to living in a city. Most of what you see is concrete, brick, mortar, and blacktop. No matter the hour of the day, traffic is heavy and constant. In the city, really in any large city, you are simultaneously connected to the world and separated from the earth. There can be a kind of veil that obscures the deep down truth of our connectedness to one another and to the creation around us. A veil covers over the fact that each of us is rooted in the same field, so to speak. We breathe the same air as the soil and earth and the stars of the universe. This awareness came together for me as I reflected on the last 3 weeks driving along the highways of Iowa, Nebraska, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Illinois. As I watched the fields pass by and observed the farmers caring and tending them, I was taken back to the truth and the memories of my own childhood growing up in rural Upper Michigan, with the rhythm of the planting, tending, harvesting that accompanied our lives. Every farmer I knew tended the fields as though they were literally an extension of the farmer himself. The caring, tending, nurturing was in their bones, was part of their souls. They knew their seed and their fields. They knew their crops. There was no separation. These sowers knew the truth, that they breathed the same air as the soil of earth and the stars of the sky. proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. I imagine the sower of the wheat was much like the sowers of upper rural Michigan, planting, tending, carrying, and watching the fields with a deep down love for the fruit of his labors. Today, as we hear this parable, before running on to the conclusion and shaking our heads at the weeds, let us stand here for a moment in gratitude of the sower. The sower who knows his wheat intimately. The sower who knows his seed. The sower who knows the seed is good. When the warning bell is sounded about weeds being sown with the wheat, he does not panic, he does not react, he does not run forth and militate against it to save the wheat. No, his patience and compassion prevail. The sower's trust in the quality and goodness of his seed overrides any fear that it may be in danger. He knows the seeds may struggle at times. He knows the seed may get thirsty and crowded. He knows the seed may find it hard to catch the sun for the shade of taller grasses, but he holds on to what he believes in his heart, that this seed is good. This seed will make it. In fact, this seed will thrive in spite of the weeds. And who knows, maybe some of the weeds will prove helpful, even nutritious in their own right. This sower is patient, wise, compassionate, and totally present. Today, let us take a long, loving, appreciative look at the sower. Look at the sower through the eyes of the good seed, for that is who we are. We are the ones the sower trusts, the ones the sower knows, the ones the sower stands with. Struggle, yes. Thirst, yes. Sometimes hard to be who we know we can be, yes. Yet above all of this, the good seed will prevail. We need not run headlong into the problem of the weeds, or be anxious about the victory of the harvest. The good seed will accomplish its work. Today we stop and we celebrate our gratitude for the one who breathes life into all of creation, connecting us with the soil of earth and the stars of the universe. Whether we are in the city or the fields, on the coast or on the mountains, wherever we find ourselves today, let us take a long, loving, appreciative look at the sower through the eyes of truth. This sower believes in our own goodness. We humbly give thanks for this sower. For such a sower is our God.